This was our dream, like when we started in 2019, that in 5, 6, maybe in 10 years time, we want to play senior cricket. But with all the hard work from all the boys, and as well as, you know, the volunteers and parents, we made it. So say it's how many years now? 6 years. And considering COVID, right, 2 years COVID, there was very less cricket. But, you know, if you see serious cricket, then I can say 3 to 4 years of hard work, yes, we are here.
That's a fantastic achievement. You can call it a remarkable achievement, given with the challenges that Letterkenny Cricket Club has had to face to get to the stage.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I know. It is a lot of hard work went in. And then when we see where we stand as of today, it's you know, it's self-accomplishment, not only for myself, for the entire group. The only thing which is still kind of, you know, hurting us is the facilities. Not able to attract the local crowd because we don't have facilities. We have to travel like 30 minutes and for matches to and fro 2 hours. So once we have that, then all I can say is that, you know, in 5 years time, we should be kind of, you know, competing against the top teams in Ireland. And hopefully in one day, like, you know, we can have host a international match in Letterkenny.
You played with St Johnstone. You've spent a lot of time playing cricket in the Northwest. How did the idea of having Letterkenny Cricket Club come about, Ron?
Yeah, so I played for St. Johnstone for almost like 16 years. So when I played, it was pure passion. Then what happened was in Letterkenny, we used to play tennis ball, hard tennis ball cricket in St. Union's school. We played for 3-4 years. And then when we started, it was like 30 people, and then next year 40 people, and then it becomes 60 players. And one of them, they said, oh, look, why can't we start something locally and then, you know, get all this talent and make them play cricket. And that's how we started indoor cricket in Letterkenny. And that time, I think the second year, we got like 120 players playing in the league. So that was huge success. And that's where we said that, okay, look, let's go and try ourselves and see that, you know, if there is any opportunity for us to play at the Northwest League. We entered in Northwest midweek league first. It was in 2019 with one team. And then after that, COVID hit. 2 years, we are maintaining the social distancing, no tees, but we're still able to play cricket for 2 years. And then that's it. And after that, it all went. It's more like a dream come true where things fell in place. Like players started coming in, right players, and then a lot of hard work we put in, trainings. And then eventually there are locals, there are a lot of support from locals as well. Like Ian Heslett is from Drummond Cricket Club. He offered his place, like his ground, to come and play. So we kind of use those facilities, and all I can say that, you know, is one of the main reason for us to be successful in this cricket league, you know. Yeah, because otherwise if we don't have facilities, then there is no way we would have played cricket.
Yeah, it was committed to be part of the club, but this group is very, very much committed to playing the sport that they love. Passion is a word that's been thrown about a lot with Letterkenny Cricket Club, and you can see the passion with your players down there in the practice area and the indoor facility here at the home of Northwest Cricket, that these guys are really itching to have a go here at senior cricket in the Northwest.
Yeah, so this year, see, normally when we go for practice, right, hardly we used to get 10-15 people, like, you know, for practice. This year we started in January, so now every practice session we have more than 25 people, and today there are more than 32 players playing in 4 nights. So it's like that itself is kind of, you know, big achievement for the players, and they really wanted to excel in the league. So we are hoping that without having a professional, so every team in Premiership, right, they have a professional except Letterkenny, and we believe that the homegrown players, youth, they're going to contribute this year. And I'm pretty sure that with this kind of talent, we should be able to compete at this level.
If cricket's going to continue on the trajectory that it's on at the moment with Letterkenny, the facilities is very much key to the continued success of the club. Nurturing it, developing it, taking it forward. There's a number of parties involved in this, but it's something that can't sit any longer. That needs to develop if Letterkenny is going to develop around.
Yeah, so I think we're closely working with council. I think, see, they are kind of trying to identify a place. But it's been like how many years now? 2019, 6 years we're working now. There was a talk about ATU. And ATU, in 2019 they said, but now it's 2026 and nothing is there. So even if we start now, it will take another 10 years. So it's hard to sustain for 10 years without facilities. So anything locally, maybe we'll start with nets. Like, you know, like 30 by 20 meters of place, we put nets, And then we can start getting locals involved in schools, because a lot of kids from schools, they wanted to play, but they don't want to travel. So if you have something, and then there is another one is cross-pollination of sports, like Gaelic, not Gaelic, I think hurling and cricket, they go hand in hand. And, you know, cricket is a summer sport, Gaelic is, hurling is winter sport. So maybe, you know, during winter, cricket players can play hurling, and maybe, you know, hurlers can play cricket in summer. So in that way, there will be a lot of, you know, interpollination between different sports, you know.
Shadice, Club Secretary of Letterkenny Cricket Club. This journey that the club has been on has been nothing short of remarkable, to say the least, and how the club has developed and built over the last number of years.
Yep.
So there's five teams now in Letterkenny.
Yeah, definitely.
You're only going since 2019, so there's a lot of people that are interested in the sport of cricket, and the growth has been, over the last number of years, has been phenomenal, so it has.
Exactly. And we started our journey in 2019 with a single team playing in midweek, without much hope and without much expectation. We started our journey. And it was kind of remarkable, the way kind of the boys were kind of supporting, right? And then with the COVID hit, then we thought of, okay, that's the end of the club. There won't be any group. But, you know, surprisingly, again, we started in 2022 with another team. Like, we entered into the league, and then that was kind of a quite phenomenal kind of performances, even despite of the lack of facilities and all. We were using St. Johnston, we were using other clubs' facilities to practice and all. And then on the third year, we started two teams, the first team and the second team, and the first team won, you know, a cup as well as the league title, which have been promoted to Q1, you know, the Q1 league. That was quite phenomenal, because that has boosted up the club's, you know, club's propensity as well as, you know, the boys, you know, confidence level. And then we were actually eyeing up, okay, we have got boys, we need to get a local support. So we need to get more people involved. We need to bring more talented people, especially from the local community in Letterkenny, to get this cricket going on. Because Letterkenny, whenever like we used to play, I came here in 2012, and I used to go to a different club to play, and it was kind of a journey. And then, like, because we are from Letterkenny, we always wanted a club from Letterkenny so that we can prosper our own kids, right? And our dream is to, you know, bring at least a few kids to play in, you know, Ireland. And we are actually kind of succeeding on that dream. And we then, on this couple of years back, we started under 11 and under 13 kids training. And there was phenomenal kind of support from the parents, from the kids, as well as, you know, the local facilities like the schools and all, where we used to, you know, give the training. Then we got into under 11 and under 13. They were kind of phenomenal kind of support. And we got into a few of the kids are now playing for under 15, under 17 in Ireland, Irish team. So that is kind of phenomenal when we compare with a club with having, you know, a lot of facilities, and then we don't have literally like a virtual facility to look forward, right? And then last year, because of that, we got around more than 80 to 90 people signed up for that. We are actually having five full teams. We are playing into, you know, Premiership, then Q1, even Q3, and then Q5, along with the two kids team. And we are really looking forward to, you know, bring the local kids, local community, or along with, you know, kind of, you know, support from, you know, women cricket also. So all these things are actually happening just because of our dedication and the support what we have got. And also, if we get some sort of a good facility over there, I am sure that many people will be kind of interested. They will be kind of attracted to this beautiful sports, which we are actually eyeing for bringing up our own kids to the Irish national team, right? So hopefully it should go as planned, you know.